您现在收听的是《地球好辣 Super Hot》，本节目由台湾环境规划协会制播。现在进行的是，嘿嘿，今天进行的是什么呢？是一个特殊的访问哦，大家请不要走开。Hello， 大家好，我是玉萍。
啊，我叫莲梦。
为什么我们会有一个新的实习生呢？在我请他介绍自己之前，我们也跟大家介绍一下，就是我们其实是接受了一个叫做 CET 的新的一个学生专案。那这个学生专案其实是从1982年就开始了，超久，40周年了。然后他在2016年的时候开始有跟台湾的大学合作，尤其是台大。那自从2016年有这个机会以后，我们台大的校园里面在春夏秋冬都可以看到这样子的实习生来聚集。所以这是一个蛮有趣的体验啊，就是对于不同的机构来说，也可以透过这样子的一个学生交换，然后或就是大家可以有交流的机会。每次他都会问我们说，我们有什么可以让他做的，那我们每次都很就会搬出我们各式各样大事小事，然后让他选择这样。那今天因为他其实礼拜六就要离开台湾结束这一次的实习，所以我们就请他在我们的 podcast 上跟我们一起聊聊他这十个礼拜在台湾的见闻。那首先我们请莲自我介绍一下。
好，你好，我叫莲木、英文名字是 Liam。 今天是我最后一天在台湾，所以很伤心。
明年再来好了。
我很习惯台湾这个生活方式。我像美国，可是也会像台湾。我是个四年级的大学生。对这个台湾环境规划协会
讲得好清楚。大惊。那到底是为什么我们在办公室的时候都跟你讲英文？我讲一下我们第一次在考虑你的 interview 的时候，或者是你的履历的时候的那个惊吓程度，这样。就是履历上面看起来是一个非常年轻的优秀的学生，而且是就是他完全是对我们来说就是所谓的外国人这样，然后说对我们的协会有兴趣，想要来实习。那我们就产生很多好奇啦，就比如说你是数学背景，像你刚刚说的，然后这个数学背景再加上复修吗？是 minor 是大提琴，对，这个对我们台湾人来说是极端不可思议组合体。对，在台湾就是搞艺术就是艺术的，然后做数学就是做数学，是两种非常不一样的人。当然长大以后可能会很近，但是在我们求学期间这件事情是差非常远的。然后或者是说在学校也不会直接提供你主副修可以这么有趣的组合这样。对，所以对我们来说是很有兴趣很好玩的一件事情。然后Liam刚来的时候，我们就请他介绍加州的情况，还有比如说那个加州的能源的情况啊，加州的再生能源的发展。那他的 present 总是给我们一种耳目一新感，就是一个果然看得出是统计人或者说数学人在看这些事情的思考方式。我觉得也给我们很多的收获啦，因为其实我们在协会里面常常看光电台湾的光电的议题，在分析在尝试要处理的时候，越来越常仰赖社会思维，这是需要的，但是某个程度也是因为我们缺乏那个足够的资讯去做一个好的我们认为适合的那个数据分析。可数据分析其实绝对是重要的，然后而且对应到数据跟地理上面的一些就是对应，就是比如说哪个县市的哪一种类型的能源，或者是说全台湾在所谓的能源安全上面电力的系统到底分布是如何，使用的方式是如何。Liam可以在 一两个礼拜之内就给我们一个加州是怎么做的，
嗯，
然后相反来说我们却无法回馈给链，虽然我们这个组织号称是在关心能源议题，我们却没有办法在很短的时间内回馈一个台湾的版本。对啊，那当我们说，啊，既然你能力很，就是这是你的专业，那我们给你数据好了，那数据翻出来其实确实是连统计学家都承认这数据很困难，因为那数据会变成里面有非常多的问题需要先去 debug， 然后才能够分析数据本身。我们的资讯在台湾的这一些相关的资讯给了这一类的探讨非常大的阻碍。对啊，那这是我们在见到链之前可能不会太注意到的事情，或者是说因为知道啦所以我们就 pass， 因为那是一个高墙，实在是很难突破等等的。对，但是因为要跟他对话，所以其实我们开始正面去面对这一些障碍。对啊，
嗯，
然后这是第一个感觉到的有趣的点。这样，欸，我想要再回头问一下，说你一开始见到我们，或者是说一开始几个礼拜有什么感觉？第一印象如何？
我对你们第一个印象是好，我觉得这个工作环境很轻松。
Uh-huh.
我有几个朋友也是实习生，在台湾的实习生，
嗯，
一样的 CET 学生，
嗯，
他们每天都告诉我，他们的实习生的环境，
嗯，
他们的实习的环境，很压力很大，
真的哦。
对，
他们每天去两小时嘛，像你一开始 offer 的这样。
他们每天去两个小时，对，
嗯，
两个小时。我是每个星期
两天，
对，两个半天，五个小时，
嗯，
所以他们每天告诉我，哦，Liam， 这个我的实习公司太惨，
真的，哦，
不喜欢，压力很大，很着急，很紧张，然后他们的工作很无聊。
是哦，
对，
因为本来 CET 谈到说他们的连就是实习的场域包括什么动物园，他有想说天哪，要是我学生的时候有国外是这样，我可能也会真的 apply 去。对啊，所以是有企业公司的那一种，
嗯，
比较无聊的。
对，some days they just don't have anything to do.
Really? Just
yeah.
Sit there.
So some days they sit there. Sometimes their bosses expect too much of them.
Oh no. Like translating articles.
Right, exactly. Like writing emails in English.
That's how we use foreigners.
Correcting grammar, that kind of thing. Lots of that.
No.
But.
But not knowing what the others are doing.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully CET doesn't hear this. Because I'm not trying to badmouth the other internships.
It's not CET's fault.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hopefully the other internships don't hear this.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just come to our organization if you like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're one of the other internships and you get to this part, just skip ahead. But yeah, no, I've had a great experience here. It's a nice, relaxed work environment. It's not like super stressful. It's very, very low key. I like it. I always get boba before. It's a nice, like, you know, nice calm part of the day.
Mm.
And I've learned a lot about, like, I haven't only been doing statistics and mathematical analysis stuff. I've been doing some graphic design, too,
mm-hmm.
which was good because I had a little bit of experience in that department before I came here. But it was kind of fun to, like, you know, get back into that.
Uh-huh, yeah. 我们其实七月就有带着大家包括 Liam 一起去南部走一趟，这是就是大概是去了解一下在屏东这一边的光电厂，以及在我们的关注很久的台南的这一边沿海地区是室外的光电，然后或者是说我们的盐田的认养地，做了一个三天左右的一个拜访之旅。那过程 我们拜访很多人，过程全部都是，当然是讲中文这样，所以Lim 就是高强度的参与我们台湾人士的一个访问。我们很想知道 Lim 觉得如何？现在回想，除了热以外，那几天觉得
去台湾的几天、
嗯，我们去屏东两天，台南一天。
对对，我觉得总体上说，我那个去台南的经验很好。我去台南一天，告诉自己，我不能说英文，所以去台南比较紧张，因为不能表达自己的感觉，I almost basically didn't speak.
还大家都觉得你很安静这样。
对。我觉得我很喜欢花莲。我跟两个朋友一起应该是我一来到花莲的时候去错的地址。因为花莲有两个一样的地址，我们的旅馆的地址在花莲的上边，可是我去花莲的下边，有对这个地址我原来以为是是我旅馆的地址，所以我I knocked and and they came out, and I was like, "Hey, is this my hostel?" And they were like, "No, this is our house." And I was like, "What?" Because I showed them the address, and it was the same. And I guess there are two identical addresses.
And they were used to it because people were knocking it.
I actually asked them, "你们有没有这个外国人来你们的地址认为是个旅馆？他们说这是他们第一次
哦，第一次，
对，so I knocked on the door. They were super super nice. In the U.S. they wouldn't have been that nice. Everyone
yeah,
in Taiwan is so nice. Yeah,
nicety.
It's crazy. And they helped me sort out like where I was supposed to be going and stuff. Because the if you copy and paste the address from the website, it takes you to this spot. So they helped me figure out where I was actually supposed to go. We called the people at the hostel. And it was like a 35-minute drive away.
Wow.
And they drove me there. These two total strangers drove me 35 minutes away to the correct address, which was crazy.
You with two of your friends?
At this point, it was just me.
Oh, just you.
Because the two friends were on the train after. So they showed up like an hour later, and I called them, and I was like, "Hey, don't go to the address on the website, because it's wrong." So they took the next train to the actual correct address.
Right.
But yeah, I got super lucky that
these
two people were nice enough to drive me.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then on the way back, we hitchhiked. Hitchhike, 怎么说？
搭便车。
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 不知道为什么有一点怪怪，有没有其他的说法？
搭便车。
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 在美国搭便车一点都不安全。
哦，可是很多人这样做不是吗？
也很多，对，偷你的东西，然后有很多有枪，所以很不安全。很多人被 kidnapped。可是在台湾不是这样子。
我没有枪。
对。所以我们的在这个这个海边两个小时等我们的巴士，可是没来，对，
okay, yeah.
所以我们had no other choice but to but to hitchhike. And we hitchhiked for like 5 minutes, and a car pulled up and took
wow,
us all the way back.
Yeah,
yeah, super super nice. They bought us like dessert. It's crazy. Yeah.
Also local.
They were from Taipei actually.
Oh, okay.
So we were going to the same place, but they dropped us off on our, at our hostel, and then we took the train from there.
Mm.
But it was like a, I don't know, it was like a 2-hour drive from, so super nice of them.
Mm. Yeah, 就是我们台湾就是最被西方人惊艳的地方，对。但坦白说，就是这样子的好，我们只有给西方面孔的人，对，所有西方面孔的人都会跟我们说这样子的好处。但是确实，比如说黄皮肤，同样是亚洲人，甚至更黑一点皮肤的东南亚人，他们就会享受到完全不同的待遇，就是会被怀疑，会被排挤，然后会被直接歧视成说应该是移工，所以移工很难信任，移工很危险或者什么之类的。对，所以我觉得有时候就是还是要小心。不过大部分时候在台湾，就是台湾人是很对于西方文化是亲切喜欢啦，所以会觉得能够任何机会能够认识外国人的时候，就会很热情，很想要招呼，然后所有的台湾人都会想要招呼，比如说食物、饮料、在地最好吃的东西，就带你去像我们自家靖文这样，就是在台南的时候吃一大堆好吃的，对，所以花莲还有什么best memory 吗？
Taroko Gorge 很漂亮，不知道怎么说，
泰鲁格国家公园，
泰鲁格很漂亮。
Telugu 是那个泰鲁格语 ，It's a language， 是、Aboriginal language。
哦，真的吗？
嗯。
可是很漂亮，可是我当时也拉肚子，有拉肚子，所以很不舒服，肚子一点都不舒服。
嗯。
所以很难，可是也很漂亮。
嗯。
我觉得花莲那里的菜也很好吃。
嗯。
我们去一个a restaurant that was also someone's house. And it was kind of cool because we were like just sitting in the living room and it was just the family and their dog and they were just like, you know, doing their thing.
It's not in the city, right? It's along the coastline.
Yeah, it was like the place we were staying was a really like small town, not a ton of people there. It wasn't like Hualien. It was like outskirts of Hualien.
Right.
so that was cool. It was just like, you know, just chilling with this family.
It's very authentic experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then basically as soon as I got to our hostel the first day, after these people from the wrong address took me, as soon as I showed up, this other guy that was staying at the hostel took me to a 7-Eleven on his moped.
Uh-huh.
And this is the first time I've been on a moped before. yeah, so when I showed up to the hostel, this guy took me on the back of his moped to a 7-Eleven.
And drive for 30 minutes there.
不是30 minutes, 是大概5分钟。
5分钟。
But this was my first time on a moped, so it was kind of fun.
Any other place that you like?
I like Jiufen a lot too. It's very touristy, but it's touristy for a reason. Like, it's really pretty up there. Lots of good like shopping stuff. My mom was here last week.
Uh-huh. You went there again?
Yeah. I've been to Jiufen 5 times.
Really?
I know, it's crazy.
To the same place? You know Jiufen do have some other areas to go as well.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't know. I mean, I've been on the hike.
Chahu San.
对，很漂亮。可是我上个星期跟我妈妈一起去的。是台风的很大，也还很大，所以下雨很大，风很大。我觉得也
still like it.
对，也喜欢。yeah, so I went with my mom. I went with this week on Wednesday. I went with some friends that hadn't gone yet. And then the 3 times before that. Yeah, exactly. I know the spot so well. Too well. I know it too well. I went with the 2 friends that I went to Hualien with the first 3 times. And then I went with my mom, and then I went with other friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like it's a good spot to, like, if
Where's
you've never been to Taiwan
place
before.
In Jiufen?
Probably like, Chahu Shan.
Do you have a perfect 嗯，
也有一个那个
看景的点。
可是我觉得在茶馆上最喜欢的是九分茶馆。
九分茶馆。
对，这个最老的茶馆。
嗯。
有很多有很多比较老的pottery and stuff.
Yeah.
So I like that. And then there's this other tea house that I like to go to with a really nice view, but I forgot what it's called. But yeah.
店第一次去的时候回来跟我们说，回来跟我说啦，九份很棒，然后买了无脸男。然后就真的是对，很适合那里，但那个是日本卡通哦。这样，不过其实他也知道，我们也知道，但就是一个很有趣的九份，现在是真的很商业，而且行销的真的很好的地方。他某个程度确实还保持他自己的一个气氛，有算是完美的结合在一起。
对对。
Okay, so any food that you are most impressive?
Honestly, I liked a lot of the food that we had in Thailand. I think that was like really unique, and it was a good way to like introduce me to
Taiwanese food. It's just overwhelming.
To Taiwanese food. At first it was, but I get used to food pretty quick, so I liked it a lot. Lots of the like seafood was really good. So yeah, it was super good. I'm trying to remember like a specific dish that I had that I liked the most.
What about you? Do you have any question for us?Like, do we do anything weird to you?
Like, culture-wise or just, like...
Yeah, culture-wise.
Well, I was talking earlier about how no one says bless you when you sneeze here.
You can say so. People will be still thanking you.
Really? Yeah. It's kind of weird. Like, you're so...Whenever you sneeze in the U.S., someone says bless you, or multiple people say bless you.
Oh, that's a funny one.
But here, when you sneeze, it just feels weird when no one says anything. It just feels uncomfortable.
There's no end for it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, like, now I feel awkward. 感觉有点尴尬.
Yeah. Well, here sometimes people do say so.If they kind of experienced foreign culture, because it's a interesting habit to have. Once you have it, you would tend to have that. Like sometimes I do tend to have it, but it's not like by nature. Like you have.
I don't know. I just feel like coming to Taiwan is an easier transition than going to America from Taiwan. Because America has a lot of like really weird things when you think about it, like tax and like tips.On stuff like the price you're paying at a restaurant is totally different than the price that you see on the label.
It's crazy a lot.
It's crazy. It's like double the price.
And people just take it for granted, like you were supposed to pay so.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It's not written there.
Yeah, people are underpaid, and then customers are expected to pay that extra bit. So lots of weird stuff that I think would be hard to get used to. Also, no one in the U.S. speaks anything other than English. Like, lots of people speak Spanish, but the majority of people in the U.S. only speak English. So that's kind of hard, I feel like, for someone coming from Taiwan.
But isn't there in some way along the coastline of California, there are some Spanish or...Spanish tongues, right?
Yeah, lots of people speak Spanish, but the majority of people only speak English. But if people are bilingual in the U.S., it's usually English and Spanish.
Okay.
So it's going to be like, if you don't, as a, you know, someone from Taiwan coming to the U.S., it's probably a pretty big shock because there's no one to talk to if you don't speak English and like,
yeah. And here people are eager to speak in English with you.
对。如果你
They don't give you enough time to practice.
对，如果你跟他们说中文，是个惊喜。
So in this way, Taiwan is more tolerant to different culture and background.
I would say so, maybe. Yeah.
Interesting.
yeah, I think it's going to be, it's kind of bittersweet because, you know, I miss some things about the U.S., but I'm also going to miss Taiwan, like I said. Like, I've gotten very used to being here, and I could spend another year here.
You could come here and study, do a master.
Yeah. Hey, I totally could. Yeah. Something to think about. but yeah, it's bittersweet. It feels kind of weird going back.
Already.
maybe I might get culture shock.
So, actually, 练在我们这边办公室的期间，对我们来说是一个很有趣的一个文化交流，就是我们常常有一些什么大大小小的事情，然后在那边很兴奋的在讨论的时候，就会转头跟 Liam 说我们现在在干嘛干嘛干嘛，然后他就会露出就是很有趣的表情，让我们尝试用中英文牵杂的方式跟他说明，在台湾在做这个能源议题的时候，我们正在处理的大小事情，跟我们突然想到的一些美国跟台湾之间的一些文化上面的差异，这样。那所以这阵子也让我们的办公室有很多新的有趣的想法。那今天很高兴邀请到 Liam 可以跟我们聊他在台湾的生活体验，也很期待如果以后还有机会的话，他能够再来台湾，那让我们可以再招待他去好吃好玩的地方。那就今天的节目就到这边，希望大家也都有一个愉快的一天。那我们就到这里咯，拜拜。